Okay, guys. Welcome to True Threats Radio. Happy Monday, everybody. We're in the midst of a real nasty winter storm here. Well, it's actually subsided for now, but there's more coming, and what we've already got is more than I want for the whole winter. It's nasty. It's that heavy, wet, at least it was heavy and wet last night. I had to stop midstream. I figured I'll finish it tomorrow. I should have known, though, because overnight the temperature dropped to frigid sub-zero temperatures, and it's like solid ice now. There's no shoveling that probably for another 6 months. It's just going to be there. I'll need an ice pick to get the rest of it out of the driveway. It's just nasty. I'm regretting it. And it's all slicked over. It's I could put some skates on and go skating out there. I got a ice rink in my driveway. Anyway, guys, first hour coming up. We got a great guest, Mike Herzog, another RBN host. He's going to be joining me after the first break in a moment. I want to welcome listeners in the Coast to Coast room on Pal Talk. They're now streaming the show today, as well as, of course, the 9/11 was an inside job room. Anybody's interested in joining Pal Talk, it's free. Just go to paltalk.com. You can download the free software, and me and my buddies are on there quite a bit. At one time or other, every day, I'm in there. So it's pretty neat. We can get in there and get into some discussions. We talk not only about 9/11, but a whole lot of other government fiascos that are going on. So look forward to seeing you on there. Just to let you know, guys, that this is the time now more than ever to secure your wealth. Your money is not secure. That is, the fiat currency is not secure. If you just have a fat wad of cash in the bank and you think that's going to keep your money safe, you got another thing coming. We're headed for a major economic crisis. The way to avoid losing your wealth is to put it in gold or silver or to invest it in stocks. If you need help doing this, RBN sponsor Onesti Investment Advisors is the place to go. They can look after your investments. You can use them to invest for retirement, to fund education, lower taxes, reduce investment risk, of course, enhance return potential, increase retirement income, and overall just protect against the falling dollar. So to do that, go to www.onestiadvisors.com. Onesti is spelled O-N-E-S-T-I. Again, that's www.onestiadvisors.com, or you can call them at 505-296-2453. Again, that's 505-296-2453. All right, guys, like I said, after the break, we got Mike Herzog coming on. The second half of the show, I'm going to go off on a rant, or at least start a rant. Probably won't finish it in 1 hour. It'll carry over on Thursday. But I'm going to be talking about Masonic symbology and how it's all over the place. Once you know what to look for, good heavens, it pops up everywhere. I'm going to be talking about, of course, Washington, D.C., the layout of it, but a whole lot of other things. Numerology, how these fake terrorist attacks, for example, always pop up on days that are key in numerology. The dates are, you know, 9/11, for example, two magical numbers in the world of numerology, have no bearing in the world of Islam, of course. That's another tip off that 9/11 had nothing to do with fanatical Islam. You know, so we're going to be looking at that and a whole lot of other interesting things, hand signs that Masons use. Once you know some of these hand signs, you'll be surprised where they pop up. You'll see them all over the place. Televangelists like to use them, interestingly enough. We'll be talking about that. All right, guys, short break. Stick with us. We'll be right back with Mike Herzog.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Okay, guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Joined today by Mike Herzog for the first hour. He's another RBN host. And, yeah, welcome to the show, Mike.
Good morning, Charles Giuliani. How are you today?
Still hanging in there in spite of the fact that we're in the midst of a fascist, dictatorial, illegitimate takeover of this country.
Yes, but there's good news, Charles. I mean, you know, I was just looking online at this Ron Paul campaign, and my mind is literally blown with what all upwards of 7 million in one day.
That's true, yeah. Last night, very, very good results, lots of response, and I bet the mainstream media are biting their nails to the bone on that one. How are they going to cover that one up?
Well, I tell you what, you know, he's a force to be reckoned with. I myself was a little bit surprised that he had raised that much. And of course, it has little to do with him. This is outside the, you know, the grassroots forces that are doing this. But, you know, the mainstream media, Charles, cannot ignore this guy. They have been ignoring him. First, they criticized him a little bit. They couldn't find anything to come after him on, so now they're ignoring him. But I don't know how they're going to continue to ignore this guy. Not only is he outperforming everybody as far as raising campaign funds, but also, you get him into a debate with any of these people, and you can see them. They just quake in their boots. They're scared to death of him because the issues are right in their face, and they don't know – these other candidates, they don't know how to respond to it. So evidently, mainstream media is instructing them to ignore him as much as possible.
Well, you know, they've been so accustomed to the American public being dumbed down and just blindly listening to whatever the media told them that they just took it for granted it was always going to be that way. They didn't bargain on that tide turning, and boy, it is turning. Well, I mean, how could it not turn? Look what we got in office. We've got an illegitimate president that stole two elections. He's raped and pillaged our economy. He's lied us into two wars, not just one, trying to lie us into a third. Although the good news there, I don't think it's going to fly unless they stage another fake 9/11. But I don't think they're going to do that because the gig's up on the last one. So, this push into Iran, it's just not going to happen. I read a really encouraging article yesterday. It was on Yahoo News. Pat Buchanan wrote it, talking about how the latest report from the intelligence agencies, all of them in agreement, that there's absolutely no hint of Iran pushing for nuclear weapons. They dropped that idea in 2003 and have not picked it up since. So they basically said Bush is a liar, and this whole idea of them being a threat is just bokum. So this is good news.
And not only that, but Israel's in the middle of running damage control on it as well. You know, let's face it, the curtain's been ripped away. The emperor has no clothes. And what's really exciting is that the grassroots freedom movement is gaining momentum. They don't know how to, to control us. We are growing. I read a report on Ron Paul's website that I believe that there was like 63,000 new contributors to the campaign. So, you know, this is catching on. This is like a wildfire. And as I sit here, I'm sitting here looking at an article right now, and I don't know whether you ran across this, but 50,000 signatures in one day to impeach Bush and Cheney. I signed that petition. It came out, I think, Saturday. It was a total of about 54,000. And of course, Congress is going to ignore that as well. But the bottom line is, you know, the truth is out here. The excitement is, and as you know, Charles, we're in an info war. We're fighting the good fight. We need to get Ron Paul in office. If that happens, and I'm hoping it will, there'll be sweeping changes that go across this country. But in the meantime, all of us as patriots, we're fighting an info war. We got the hate crimes bill defeated. It's gone. Now, we've got S-1959 coming up after the first of the year for a vote again, and I'm sure your listeners, as well as mine, they're going to let their fingers do the walking again and lambaste their senators with calls not to vote on S-1959. So as long as we can continue to tread water and fend these people off and get Ron Paul in office, I see great things happening for this country.
Yeah, and you know, folks, it's not enough just to call once and then walk away and drop the issue. Keep at it. Relentlessly harass them. They're like harassing us, so let's give them a taste of their own medicine. Let's harass them back.
Oh, absolutely. Not only that, but I've got it posted on my own website. Keith Olbermann and Jack Cafferty and Lou Dobbs, all of their email addresses, so that you can drop an email to them and ask them to report on all of this stuff that's going on, because they're keeping a low profile. They're not saying anything about it. But if anybody is going to report on S-1959, it would be Olbermann, Dobbs, or Cafferty. These guys are the most.
In their defense, maybe they don't like us broadcasting because we're competition for them.
Well, no. What I'm just saying is for all of your listening audience, my listening audience, to just send them a polite email and ask them to report on it, because mainstream media, they're not saying anything about S-1959. So if you go out and you talk to your neighbor's friends or your barber or whatever, and you mention it, they don't know anything about it because it's not being reported mainstream.
Right. I was kind of joking, but in a sense, maybe there is some truth to that. Maybe they're not putting attention on this because they don't really care about the internet sites going down and, you know, the internet radio, because they do see us as competition, you know.
Well, I would think, though, correct me if I'm wrong, I mean, from your opinion, S-1959, that's the Homegrown Radicalization Terrorism Act, and I would think that if these guys are true Americans, they would be concerned about that, and it would transcend the bounds of internet or competition. I would like
to. Yeah, it's going to affect them, too, eventually.
Exactly, yes. But at any rate, you know, no, I'm very optimistic today. I've been watching that Ron Paul website, and it's upwards of $7 million in one day. He has totally obliterated any other record there, and these people have to be quaking in their boots. I had Dr. Edwin Vieira, and I know you've had him on your show. You know, these people are – and he mentioned, you know, these people are scared to death of Ron Paul. They do not know – I mean, how are you going to debate this guy? Because – The truth is stronger than a two-edged sword. These people are up. All they're conveying is lies and spin. And you look at the Democrats and Hillary the bitch, Clinton and Obama. These people skirt around the issues and they're beating the war drums consistently.
Yeah, I mean, he identifies the real problems. He actually addresses the real problems. first of all. None of them are doing that. And then he proposes no-nonsense, you know, common-sense solutions that nobody
viable
can argue
solutions.
With.
Right, yeah. Right. Viable solutions with the Constitution as the Bible, if you will, of the solutions. And these people can't deal with it because they've gotten so far away from the constitutionality of what this country was built upon. They don't even know how to rebut it.
I love when he was on the Tonight Show. Did you catch that with Jay Leno?
Yes, I did.
That was really good. He says, you know, I think the way things are going, there's a risk I might win.
Well, I did read, and I don't mean to bring up any negativity, but I did read an article, ran across it by Daniel Estulin, I believe, where they're talking in the intelligence community about what would happen if he's assassinated. What he does need to do is he needs to make sure that he has got heavy guard upon him, at all times, because I'll tell you what, the powers that be are absolutely terrified of this man, and if indeed he does get elected, I'll tell you what, there's going to be a sweeping change across. There's going to be a breath of fresh air. It's a breath of relief. There's going to be sweeping changes across this country like it has never seen since prior to World War II. And I'm excited about it, Charles. I'm really optimistic in light of seeing the money that's been raised. That tells me that the mind-numbed, propagandized American public is starting to wake up and realize that there is a solution to this. And I'm not putting the whole entire solution on Ron Paul, but I'm saying that he's a big piece of the puzzle.
Oh, yeah. No question about it. Yeah, it's time, America, for a peaceful revolution. It's what we need. This country, we needed it a long time ago, but we definitely need it now. As a matter of fact, if we don't have that very soon, it's all over. Because in case you haven't noticed, this administration is hell-bent on destroying everything that's made this country great. Everything. He hasn't left any stone unturned. He's destroyed the economy almost completely. I mean, there isn't much left to do there. He's just, you know, stolen our jobs. He's got us into more debt than ever in the history of this country. In fact, all previous debt under all previous presidencies combined doesn't add up to the debt that he's accrued in just the past 6-7 years. He's also created the highest deficit spending we've ever had, the worst on record. We've got, again, these two phony wars. He's trying a third one now. Well, it doesn't look like it's going to go through unless they stage another 9/11, and I wouldn't put it past him. But, you know, this has got to change. This trend, it's frightening. And you know what? It's not just us now. His decisions are screwing up the whole planet.
Well,
look at oil. There's another story. Yeah, you go ahead, Mike.
It's very true. But, you know, from my perception of this, again, I believe that the wizard has been exposed here. The neocon philosophy, the Straussian philosophy, it's losing. And Americans are waking up to it. Even the ones that aren't awake, they know that there's something wrong, and they're now their mind is open enough to be objective to listening to other possibilities. And with this, as Dr. Vieira mentioned Friday, you know, this is a wave, and I equate it to a coming tsunami. It's building momentum right now, and I'm telling you that I don't believe that anything is going to stop Ron Paul first of all, he's in all of the polls that I've looked at, all of the straw polls that I've looked at, with the exception, I believe, of Utah and San Diego, this guy has absolutely blown away all of the competition. Now, why it's not reported on is anybody's guess, or how it's downplayed, or, you know, the mainstream pundits like Sean Hannity or whatever that are, you know, ignoring it. But the bottom line is that this man is light years ahead of anybody else in the polls, whether they want to admit it or not. But that's not going to stop. It's going to continue to grow. This money that was raised over the weekend here, they have to. Like it or not, they have to acknowledge it. They have to address it. And what do we got? We got coming up, New Hampshire, right? Is that the 23rd, I believe?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So we've got, you know, we've got a growing momentum. And I look at this, you know, the wins that we've had, the victories like the hate crimes legislation, which I give accolades to your listening audience, my listening audience, and so forth. It was defeated. We can do the same thing with S-1959. I don't know about you, Charles, but every time something like that happens, I mean, I'm just thrilled.
You know, they're so desperate to demonize this guy, they got nothing on him. They were actually claiming, he's using the blimp. That's a Nazi craft. I mean, that's how desperate they are. This is unbelievable. Stick with us, guys. Short break. We'll be right back.
We're part of fire. Let it burn. Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani, joined today the first hour by Mike Herzog, another great Bush fan like myself. Actually, my dog is a Bush fan, and I think that's probably the best use for a Bush, what dogs like to do with Bushes. But anyway, that's another story. you know, another interesting story that came out the other day was this Miami 7 thing. Did you catch that?
The Miami, you know, that, 7.
Yeah, back in August of last year, they arrested seven people that turned out to have been, you know, former drug addicts. They were outpatients, I guess, from the local psych ward. They were just a bunch of street people that were half crazy.
Well, I'm assuming they're terrorism suspects, correct?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, and they fit the bill, too, you know. I mean, yes. One of them, you know, used to carry – in fact, he was the leader of the group. He used to carry a cane around claiming he was Moses. Oh, these people sound like a real threat. Gonzalez said that they were poised to launch a major ground assault against the United States. Even Fox News, for crying out loud, what's his name? Geraldo there. Even he was poking fun at this and saying what a joke it is. He says, give me a break, his own words. He said, this is such a waste of taxpayer money. Is this the best they can come up with? He even implied, and I couldn't believe it, he even implied that federal agents were planting ideas in their head to make them look like terrorism suspects so that they could look like they were doing their job well. I almost fell out of my chair when I saw that.
Well, they have to do something, Charles. I mean, they have to do something to instill the fear in the American people that there is indeed a terrorist threat, because there isn't a terrorist threat. You know that, and I know that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Ashcroft, you know, he was saying right after 9/11, oh, you better pass the Patriot Act, because if you don't, you're not going to be giving us the tools we need to help fight terrorism. There's sleeper cells of Al-Qaeda all over the U.S. Less than a year later, the FBI actually came out and said that they didn't find any evidence of any sleeper cells anywhere in the U.S. So that whole thing is a complete scam. All of this is. But anyway, so they come out with this article the other day. Oh, by the way, another thing that Rivero said, this was funny, Rivera. He said that these guys don't even know where their own local Sears department store is, never mind the Sears Tower in Chicago. But so they come out the other day with this article. I guess on Thursday they had the trial finally, and every single one of them, surprise, surprise, was acquitted. This has been the case with every one of their terror busts. All of these arrests, every single time, one after another, they've all been acquitted. You know, all the arrests and torture victims from Guantanamo, they only got one person out of the hundreds they've arrested and tortured there. Only one conviction, and that was because the guy plea bargained. He confessed to something he obviously wasn't guilty of, just so he could get a lesser sentence and get tortured a little bit less. It's just a complete fraud.
Well, yes, I mean, if you have nothing to go on, and you have an FBI that is looking to develop terrorists and, infiltrating or provocateuring or doing whatever they can do, and they're still failing at it. What does that tell you? And I'll tell you, Charles, I envision, and I have done this, I visualize quite a bit, and I envision a United States of America under the leadership and guidance of somebody like Ron Paul. Could you imagine, in your wildest dreams, all of this fear-mongering, all of this, the provocateuring, the doing whatever they can do to pollute the mind of the dumbed-down American that indeed there's a threat, there's a terrorist hiding under every bed. Could you imagine living in a world where indeed we are now, looking at free trade? We are, true free trade. We're looking at diplomatic relations with all these other countries. We're looking at getting rid of the IRS, the Federal Reserve. We're sweeping changes going throughout this country. Could you imagine for a moment what kind of country that would, what kind of a utopia would we be living in? And we're talking about the real possibility, Charles, that this could happen. And within the next 2 years, we could be living in a country where we have a president that is saying, okay, the Federal Reserve, screw you, we're going back to a gold standard. The IRS, gone. All the people that have been wrongly convicted, Irwin Schiff and the Larkin Rose and the people that, Dixon Cannon, all these people are in prisons, will be walking out. The whole facade will be coming down. What kind of a utopia would that be?
Mm-hmm. And he's the only candidate to do it. It's not going to happen under Hillary. It's not going to happen under Obama. It's not going to happen under Giuliani. Give me a break. I mean, these guys are all little puppets, Wall Street puppets.
But this is what's so exciting is, and I profess this to my listening audience, and I'll tell yours as well, is that as long as we can fend these off, as long as we can have these minimal victories and keep these people at bay with the defeat of the hate crimes legislation and the defeat of S-1959, keep them at bay, just continue to tread water until we get this man elected. What kind of – I've visualized within 4 years' time, maximum, within 4 years' time, we will again be the beacon of the world. We will again be able to say with pride, land of the free, the home of the brave, and this is the country to come because it is the light of the world. This is the way it used to be. It's been
We'd
a facade.
We'd win back the respect that we've lost under this torture-supporting monstrosity. It would be the place that – and, he wouldn't get rid of immigration. That's not what he's all about. Some people think that's – no. It would be legalized immigration. What Bush is doing is just selling this country out, opening the borders wide. You don't have a country if you have wide open borders. But especially when they're claiming to fight terrorism, the hypocrisy of that whole thing is so transparent. How can you possibly have wide open borders when you're supposedly protecting your country or trying to protect it from a foreign terrorist threat? This ought to show people what a complete lying fraud artist he is and his little North American Union. You won't have that under Ron Paul. That's not good for the U.S., it's not good for Canada, and it's not good for Mexico. It's bad all around. It's going to be good for the big boys with the big bucks, though, that fund Bush's phony campaigns. All right, guys, stick with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Okay, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Joined today for the first hour with joined by Mike Herzog, another RBN host. Mike, you mentioned earlier that they're poised to vote on SB 1959. That's the what's been called the hate crimes bill to basically shut down the internet as far as talk radio and blogs that are critical of this critically corrupt administration. Did they set a date for that, a specific date when that's going to come up for vote?
No, from what I understand, it's in the Senate Judiciary or whatever, and they adjourned for the rest of the year. Now, we were looking at the possibility before the adjournment that it would be voted off, but it stalled over something. And I don't profess to be the consummate expert, but I do watch this stuff closely enough to know, you know, when it's coming up to a vote to tell my listening audience to let their fingers do the walking, if you will. But we've got a break for the holidays, you know, because there's nobody there to vote on it. At any rate, it's going to rear its ugly head shortly after the first of the year. And this is something that you want to, excuse me, you want to let your listening audience know to do a diligent effort to contact their senators to vote it down, because this is what probably tantamount to the Patriot Act as far as draconian legislation, and it's going to ultimately come after people like us. Anybody that's speaking out. Remember when George Bush, shortly after 9/11, got up behind the podium to the American people and he said, "You know, you're either with us or you're with the terrorists." Well, you have to substitute the word "us" with globalists. What he really meant to say. So it's kind of a half truth. When he said us, he was talking about globalists. You're either with the globalists or you're with the terrorists. Well, the problem that we have here, Charles, is you and I aren't globalists. We're sovereign American citizens. This listening audience is. The vast majority of the American people, there's only a very small percentage that are globalists. We're sovereign American citizens. We are not globalists. So, no, we are not with you, George Bush, because you don't represent us. You represent the globalists. And so to put a tag on us to say that we are terrorists if we're not globalists is extremely unfair. And this is this is why we have to get the message out to the American people that that's indeed what George Bush meant when he said that.
And he's a liar and a traitor. He's not the legitimate president. So,
right. So you have to ask this guy, what's the price? Why did this guy – I mean, look back at his background, Charles. I mean, all the way back to Arbusto Oil, which was funded by Osama bin Laden's brother or brother-in-law. Okay, that's who came up with the money. I mean, this guy has never been – and I don't know how he's been able to, perpetrate this facade and keep all the American people as dumbed down as long as he has. But for anybody to look at what this man has done just since he's been in office – and say that this man is looking for the best interest of the American people, then I would agree. They need a psychological evaluation. Anybody that has any critical thinking ability at all, anybody of any intelligence looks at this man. How could this man be in office? How could Dick Cheney be in office? How could Condoleezza Rice be? How come this entire facade has not been impeached and strung up by their neck?
Sworn enemies of the United States, and if you think it's unpatriotic to question them or to stand against their policies, then you're a traitor yourself.
That's my point. Yeah, that's my point, Charles, is that, you're either with us or you're with the terrorists. No, we're with the American people. We are with our sovereign nation. We are with the Constitutional Republic. Go ahead.
I love what he said. Right after 9/11, he was addressing Congress about 2 weeks or so after the attacks, and he said, "The terrorists who did this to us on 9/11 did so because they hate our freedoms." And then he proceeded a couple weeks later to pass the Patriot Act, which is the biggest assault on our freedoms. And, of course, now there's even bigger assaults. But at that time, that was, in fact, the biggest assault on our freedoms in all of American history. So, I mean, no matter what side of the fence you fall on, you can't possibly deny on the basis of that statement that if Al-Qaeda is real, you accept this whole fantasy that there's actually this globally coordinated terrorist network. Well, that places him in league with Al-Qaeda because, according to his own testimony, he's doing exactly what they want, right? They hate our freedoms. He's taking them away, so he's in league with them.
Right. So how come they don't like us now, you see? If that's the case and they hate our freedoms, well, George, you've done a very good job of eviscerating all of our freedoms. So why doesn't Osama bin Laden, which, by the way, has been dead since December 26, 2001,
right. Sure.
Why doesn't he come over and shake hands and now we're all buddies? See, his entire argument makes no sense whatsoever. And what's interesting about this whole thing, Charles, is prior to 2 years ago, I used to be another, couch-sitting, mind-numb, dumbed-down Fox TV-watching American.
Yeah, I saw that in your bio. I wanted to ask you about that, how you came – well, anyway, finish your point, then I want to ask you how you came to –
My point is this, is that I had, like so many other Americans, sat down and watched Fox News or MSNBC or whatever, and what they said and what they did never made quite any sense to me, in the long term, because a lot of the things they were saying were, the exact opposite of what they were doing. And so, the way to peace is through war. That doesn't make any sense to me if you were really, take the biblical stance of Jesus Christ, which George Bush claims to be a Christian. But that's beside the point. The point is, at the point when I woke up, and Alex Jones and John Stadtmiller were my two mentors that woke me up, then it all fell into place. Then it all makes sense, because if you step outside of that box that they try to keep you in and you look at this in a global geopolitical strategy of what they're really trying to do, as opposed to what they tell you they're doing for the sake of peace and hiding behind, all of these altruistic, We want freedom,
right.
And we want we're bringing democracy to the rest of the world and so forth. If you look at it in the real context of what it is, it all falls into place and makes sense. And what the difficulty is, the frustration that I have in my world, is trying to convince these people that are so cleverly propagandized to step outside of the box and look at the big picture, which people seem to either not be smart enough to do, or they're living in denial for whatever myriad of reasons they don't want to do it. And this is why I took this position, is to do what I could do, you know, to spread the word. And that's why I'm doing what I'm doing now. You know, is it working? Yes, it's working for some, not for others. I don't know about you, but, you know, I talk about this when I'm not on the air as well. And I run into the same frustrations that I do with my listening audience, where I'll be sitting next to a guy on a plane talking about it, and the guy will do nothing but parrot, you know, Rush Limbaugh or Bill O'Reilly or whatever. And I'm fascinated at how dumbed down they are. You know,
just want to smack them upside the head. Wake up, snap out of it, you bozo.
Yeah, but you can't do that. Then they laugh at you and call you a tinfoil hat wearing idiot. You know, and so you got to, you know, just dust the dust off your feet and walk.
Well, you know, I'm convinced that most of these people are actually just shills. They know what's going on, but they don't care. They're looking at the stock portfolios. You know, they get investments in Halliburton or ExxonMobil or something. There are genuinely some dumb people out there, but I don't think there's as many as what seems to be. For example, when you go on the blog sites or in the chat rooms, you know, on Pal Talk, we've got our share of them on there. Most of the people that come in, they literally are government agents. They're on Homeland Security's payroll. Homeland Security has hired tens of thousands of people since 9/11 for the sole purpose of shilling for the government. And you can tell because these people aren't interested in getting to the truth. They're not willing to sit and listen. They just attack, just like Bill O'Reilly, the same mind control tactic, because they train them with the same techniques. You demonize the opposition. You don't address any issues that they raise. You know, they don't answer your questions when you ask them. They don't offer anything to prove their point or disprove yours. They simply attack you as a person, because that's all they can do. They can't attack what you're saying. So these people know what's going on. In fact, it's the same names usually that come into our rooms and play the same games. We've gotten to the point now where we have most of them banned. We don't even allow them in the room anymore because, you know, it's like if your mother was murdered and then the murderer gets acquitted and he comes and smears it in your face every day. Ha ha. You know what I'm saying? That's what these people are doing. They're lying to defend mass murderers, and I'm not going to put up with it anymore. I've had it with them. When you know, there are still some ignorant people out there, but you can tell someone who's ignorant from someone who's deliberately lying. And let me tell you, there's more of them out there than the rather ignorant. I mean, that's why so many people are waking up now. They formerly were fooled, but now, I mean, it's so obvious. Our economy's going straight to hell in a haybasket. You know what I think what the big factor was that woke people up? It wasn't even 9/11. It was just a couple of years ago. It was Katrina. When people saw the deliberate criminal negligence, and that's all you can call it, where 8 days went by and people weren't allowed to get help, they weren't allowed to get out of the city and get help, that's a policy designed to maximize death tolls. There's no way you can get around that. That's not incompetence.
Right, and that's the shape of things to come if we allow this to continue, with Blackwater popping up all over the place. And, you know, we've got Blackwater right on our soil right now. But you know, sure. And again, this is going to stop. This is why you do what you do. This is why I do what I do. This is why, you know, the listening audience, they get, you know, they let their fingers do the walking. But I'm telling you that there is not only a tidal wave coming, there is a tsunami coming. There is a massive awakening, and yes, Ron Paul is out there. He's not one person that's going to do it all, but because of the force of the people that are enlightened and awakened, just by virtue of what I saw happen yesterday with this, you know, $6 million to his campaign or whatever, people realize that we've got to turn the tide. We've got to change this around. And the neocons themselves, these people that are in office, and I'm talking about all along, you know, with who came in right shortly after 9/11, you know, Wormser and Pearl and Rumsfeld and Wolfowitz and all these people, you know, they've all scattered like cockroaches for the corner before the light was shed on them. Alberto Gonzalez is gone. Karl Rove, Bush's brain, he's gone. All right, now
Rumsfeld.
Yeah, they're all gone. Okay, now they're lurking in the shadows behind.
Don't forget
the scenes.
Ashcroft.
Ashcroft, you know, do you remember
That's
Ashcroft when he came on TV and he asked the question and then answered? He says, "Well, now, do you will you lose some of your freedoms? Maybe, maybe." He was conditioning the American people to get all of our Bill of Rights.
Oh, he went worse than that. He actually said that to those who say we're taking away liberties, fear the United States, for you will lose your liberty. In other words, if you say that we're taking them away, and they are. But, you know, if you say that, you're going to lose your liberty. We're going to make sure that we target you with these new laws if you say that you're losing your liberties. That's a threat.
Well, right. And this is – here again, we've got, you know, S-1959, which I want your listening audience to be paying very close attention to after the holidays when they reconvene, is that this is a major stab in the heart of what is left of our freedoms in this country, because, again – you're either with the globalists or you're with the terrorists. Well, I'm sorry, I'm not a globalist, but I'm also not a terrorist. And so the majority of us, the vast majority of us, even though a lot of us are unawake yet, we fall right in the middle. Well, that's a very unfair statement to make, that you're either with the globalists or you're with the terrorists, which is exactly
But Mike, you're a violent radicalizationist.
Well, if a violent radical – if you paint me with a brush that I'm a violent radicalizationist because I'm very prolific with words, then I stand guilty as charged. Now, do I pick up weapons? No. But I'll tell you what, the weapon of the ink pen or the voice is much stronger than the weapon of a gun. And what I find happening here with a lot of these, and I give accolades to a lot of these guys, the journalists out there that are doing a wonderful job of exposing these people, the Dave Lindorfs and the Jim Kerwins and the DV Kids and so forth. All right, we are winning. These people are very fearful. This entire administration are scared to death. I mean, Bush came out – how long ago was it, Charles, that Bush came out? About 6 weeks ago, and he made a statement saying something like, the best candidate qualified to run for office, in his opinion, or to take over the presidency would be Hillary Clinton. What does that say about this fool? Mm-hmm. He abandons his own party, because the only person in this party, the Republican Party, who stands for conservatism and stands for the values that the Republican Party was built to represent is Ron Paul. The rest of these guys are just they're puppets. They're nobodies. They get up and they tout the same garbage that everybody else does. Well, we need more war, and Iran's a difficult problem. Have you ever watched Ahmadinejad make a speech? Have you ever read any of his, his?
Oh, yeah, sure.
This
guy makes a lot of sense.
I would feel much more comfortable living under
having him in the White House. Sure.
Having him in the White House than I would George W. Bush. Or Hillary Clinton, for that. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, and I've said this to my listening audience, I believe that.
But then again, I'd rather have Hitler in office than him. At least Hitler did something for the German economy. This guy's tore our economy to shreds. Seriously.
Exactly. I firmly believe that we have been, as a nation, being tag-teamed by a Clinton or a Bush since 2 months after Ronald Reagan took office and was shot. Okay, I believe that George H.W. Bush took the reins after that, and we've been being tag-teamed by a Bush or a Clinton ever since. And both of these families are nothing more than globalists. They are Nazis.
Well,
okay,
Daddy Bush had very much to do with, it turns out, with JFK's assassination. He played a big role in that. That wasn't even admitted by former CIA Director William Colby admitted that he played a role in it.
I had John Hankey up on my show, did a whole expose on the JFK assassination and so forth. And there's no question in my mind that George H.W. Bush is one of the, if not the most cunning, shrewdest criminals on the face of this planet. And the amount of control that he has, and the amount of influence that he has, and the respect that he gets by virtue of the fear instilled.
He's Matt Ryder proud of Junior. He is.
Yeah. Well, at any rate, there's no question in my mind that he had a hand in it somewhere. I went back in and looked at the JFK assassination. I've had Jim Fetzer up on my show. I've had John Hagee.
Oh, yeah.
Other people, and so there's no question in my mind that George H.W. Bush was involved in it to some capacity. But
everything major that's gone down for decades now, he was involved in the Bay of Pigs fiasco, for crying out loud.
I've gone into, matter of fact, I think I have posted up on my website a couple of video, Google videos on that particular subject matters, and as well as the Clintons. I mean, look at the Clinton Chronicles. Have you seen that?
Oh, sure, sure.
Oh, yeah. I mean, back in when George H.W. Bush was president and Bill Clinton was a governor of Arkansas down there.
Yeah, that was all part of the Iran-Contra thing, all the drug dealing.
Oh, sure. Yeah, sure. Yeah. These guys are this Bush Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. These guys are friends. They vacation together. They've been friends for years. They've been lines or business with them.
They call him their unadopted son, Daddy and Mommy Bush.
Sure. I mean, and these people, and the Clintons are up to their eyeballs in it. The Iran-Contra, the drug money that's being run through MENA, Arkansas, ADFA, all of this money laundering that was been going on up through in Florida and Chicago and so forth. The Clintons are up to their eyeballs in it. Hillary Clinton was involved in it with her law firm, the Rose Law Firm, the shredding of documents.
Well, it wasn't just Junior that stole election 2000, 2004. Daddy stole election 1980 with the October surprise fiasco, you know, paying off the Iranians to hold the hostages until after the election. They didn't want Carter to look good. That would have given him too many points ahead of them in the election. So they had them hold them, subjected those Americans to months more of trauma, being sure. held prisoner, just so that they could look good and win the election. And sure.
The key, and you're right, Charles, but the key issue here is not that it happened, because everything happens for a reason. It's interesting that, you know, just by virtue of the fact that just before there's an election or whatever, there's a Osama bin Laden video that pops up mysteriously or whatever. You know, everything is by design. Nothing happens by accident. But the key issue here is to expose this, to rip the curtain away and expose the American right. people to this so they know, so they're aware, because education will defeat these people.
Absolutely. Okay, we've got to go to a short break, folks. Stick with us. We'll be right back with one more segment with Mike Herzog.
Me lose the love I knew, safely leave it to you.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Okay, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. You know, some friends of mine have been sending some messages to me through Pal Talk during the break here. And One of them, I don't know how, I haven't read the article yet, but Alex Jones is usually pretty reliable. He's got an article on his site stating that I guess some high-ranking Bilderbergs are planning or considering assassinating Ron Paul. That doesn't surprise me.
Right. I think that was penned by Daniel Estulin, which I mentioned to you earlier in your show, Charles. And, yeah, as I mentioned, you know, this man needs to be very careful. He needs to – I've read that he's gone from three campaigner staff members up to 90 now. Well, I hope about a third of those happen to be bodyguards because, you know, he's treading on very dangerous water here. These people are absolutely terrified of him, and he is – you know, he has enough knowledge and enough wisdom to turn this nation around, but it flies right in the face of their agenda, and sure, they want him gone. You know, they've criticized him. Now they're ignoring him in the mainstream media, but he's a force that's going to have to be reckoned with because he's putting together more money in his campaign than all of these other candidates are, with the save Hillary Clinton, obviously,
right,
who's backed by the corporatocracy.
You know,
go ahead.
I want to give you a chance. We're running out of time, but I want to give you a chance to, you know, plug any website or anything you want. But before that, I just wanted to mention this article, too, that was sent. This is on rawstory.com today. AT&T engineer says Bush administration sought to implement domestic spying within 2 weeks of taking office. So just like they were planning to invade Iraq and Afghanistan long before 9/11, long before he was, you know, even in office, they were also planning to spy on us. And of course, they were planning to beef up the war machine, too, because included as a little tag along to the No Child Left Behind Act, Bush required high schools to hand over all information about their student body, you know, phone numbers, addresses, names, to the local draft boards. So they were planning this military beef up again right from the very start. It's obvious what was going on. Folks, if you need any more proof that 9/11 was an inside job, I'm sorry, but I don't think you're within the realm of consciousness.
On that particular issue, Charles, Loose Change Final Cut, I had a chance to see it just the other day, and I've got it up on my website. Anybody that has any doubt whatsoever that 9/11 was an inside job, go watch Loose Change Final Cut. And it will dispel any rumor, it will dispel any, you know, conscience about thinking that the government was protecting us, or, you know,
or better yet, read the joke NIST report and have yourself a good laugh while you're at it, because that's supposed to be their best defense of what happened on 9/11, and it's the biggest scandalous farce I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah,
we found no evidence of explosives being used. We didn't test any of the debris for explosive residue. You gotta be kidding me. What a joke.
For all your listening audience, or for the other people out there that, you know, you're having difficulty in waking up, for those who are too lazy to read, just simply go watch the DVD. They will give you all of the evidence you need to make a rational, well-educated decision on whether or not you believe the government was involved in this. And there's no intelligent thinking, critical individual that can walk away and say anything other than 9/11 was an inside job. And I think, you know, the vast majority of the American people know it. A lot of them live in denial. They don't want to believe it because they want to believe their government is benevolent. But the bottom line is that there's a sick churning in their gut because they know something's very, very wrong with this country. And we're going to right the ship, Charles. We're going to bring it back to where it was.
Yeah, we got to turn this thing around, folks. Real quick, Mike, anything you want to plug? Website or anything?
Yeah, you can go to my website, www.theamericanawakening.org. There's a number of different video clips. If you want to find out what's going on with the Clintons or the Bushes or whatever, I've got a number of video clips up there that you can watch. Or you know, again, Loose Change Final Cut. I've got Endgame up there. I've got, you know, a myriad of different videos for the person that is waking up and coming of age here.
I like it. Theamericanawakening.org. Love that website. Okay, guys, that was Mike Herzog. Thanks, Mike, for coming on.
Oh, thank you, Charles. I appreciate the time. All right.
Yeah, you bet. Okay,
you'll have folks, to return the favor to me, my friend.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, folks, short break. We'll be right back.
Days grow shorter and the nights are getting long. Feels like we're running out of time.
With recent